Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
So we're talking about junk food this month and kind of tackling it from a couple different ways and using it as a metaphor to help us process different challenges in our lives. And today we're gonna talk about a little bit more of the like lifestyle kind of stuff that we face. Being a pastor, every now and again I'll be having a conversation with somebody, or somebody will come up to me and say, Is it a sin to whatever? One of the common ones I get is like, is it a sin to drink? Is it a sin to smoke? Is it really a sin to swear? Is it a sin to whatever? And is it a sin to cry in church? Like. People ask these questions, right? And the reality is that they're not asking those questions because they really want some kind of theological insight. What they're really asking is, am I allowed to do that or not? That's what it comes down to. They ask me these questions. Is it a sin to watch movies? Is it a sin to go dancing? Is it a sin to watch a movie that's got swearing or killing or sex in it? Like, is it a sin to do these things? And what they're really asking for is, they're saying, if it's not a sin, then that means I'm allowed to do it. And so I get these questions because people are saying, is it allowed? Is it okay for me to do those things? And I think most of us approach situations and those kind of behaviors in our lives with the, am I allowed to do it or not, kind of perspective. We look at what we eat, we look at how we behave, we look at what we do with our finances, how we spend our time, our activities, our vacations, all these things we say, is it all allowed or not? And for the most part, we enter into those kinds of conversations and questions with the, is it allowed? Because we look at it and we're thinking, okay, well, if it's allowed, then I'm probably okay. Because I'm really a good person. Right? I'm not doing anything horrible. I'm not murdering people. I'm not stealing from people. I'm not beating people up. I'm not punching the pastor in the face. Like, I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm okay with what I believe. It makes me a better person. I go to church. I'm not that horrible person. And so if those things are allowed and I'm a pretty good person, then why would I bother even changing? I don't need to change anything. I'm a good person as is. So if it's allowed and I'm already a good person, then I don't need to change anything. And then we kind of get to some other things, and we start, you know how it goes, right? You start thinking about things, and then you start thinking through all the questions, and you start really analyzing it and going, well, you know what? I'm a good person. I don't really need to change. And then you say, you know what? Why would I even stop doing this stuff? Why would I stop? Like, no, if it's not wrong, if it's not really that bad, like, if I give it up, then I'm going to lose friends, or if I give it up, then I'm not going to have a way to relax, or I'm not going to have a way to kind of unwind. It's not a bad thing. The pastor already said it's not a bad thing. I like it, and it feels good. So, I mean, I'm already a good person. I don't need to change. like, I don't have a good reason to stop it, and so I'm not going to bother stopping it. And then there's, and then we get to the reality that you look at some things in your life, and you're like, you know what, I've been doing this for years, and my family has been doing this for years, and this has just been part of how we have operated as a family. This is how I have lived my life. Some of you have grown up having these kind of conversations and some of these habits and behaviors with your family. I know that they're like just with like drinking. Like some of you grew up drinking with your family. That was a family thing. And so you look at it and you go, you know what? It's even if I wanted to stop, it would be really hard to stop because you know what, it's part of the family tradition, I've been doing it a long time, it's become a real ingrained habit. For some of you, it's like, well, this is borderline an addiction, and so that's really difficult for me to break away from. And when things get hard in life, I like to be able to go back to it, or I need to have, and it's like, honestly, if this issue isn't so big that it's going to send me to hell, then it's really not worth the effort to deal with it. And so we go through life with behaviors, habits, attitudes, actions, hobbies that we have continued to ask, is it allowed or not, for all those different reasons. I'm a good person. I don't really need to change. It's really hard to change. It's not that big of a deal. And so, I mean, at the core of it, if it's allowed, it's allowed. But Paul takes a different take on it. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, he says this. He says, I have a right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. And then a couple chapters later, in chapter 10, verse 23, he says it again. He says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Then if you follow down and you get to the end of the chapter, it says, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. And in Romans, in his letter to the Romans, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is constructive. I think one of the reasons why this junk food metaphor works so well for me is because when you look at junk food, you can ask the question, are you allowed to eat junk food? And the answer is, yes. You are allowed to eat junk food. It is not a sin to eat junk food. Woo! Right? And all of you feel safer in your salvation now, right? Some of you were really questioning it. You're like, man, I had nachos with gummy bears on it last night. And I was really wondering, well, just so you know, that's allowed. But if you're a certain age and you had nachos last night after 7 p.m. and put gummy bears on it, you did not get a wink of sleep, did you? Allowed, not beneficial. We look at junk food, and we've already seen that this month, that it fills you up and leaves you empty. It's something that you get this short-term, high from it, but you get this long-term, negative, destructive result. You get filled up with all kinds of things that aren't good for your body, and you end up feeling it, you end up feeling sick, you end up getting sick, you don't have the proper nutrients to beat illness when it comes, and to stay healthy, and to stay healthy for long periods of time. And so is it allowed? Yeah. But it's not good for you. And for some reason, when we come to our lives and what we do, and especially when we step into the world of church and religion, we start asking the is it allowed question. As if that's what's most important. That's what matters. If it's allowed, then I can just do it because it's not going to threaten my eternal destiny or my salvation, or I'm not going to be breaking any rules, and so when no one can look down on me, or whatever the thought process is. And it's just completely the wrong question. It's the wrong question. We need to stop asking if it's allowed. Don't ask what's allowed. Ask what's like Jesus. Don't ask, is it allowed? Ask, what is it that Jesus wants me to be doing? What's going to make me more like him? What's going to have the greatest impact on other people's lives? What behavior and action can I take that's going to have the strongest positive effect on my family, on my friends, on my life, on my influence of people around me, on my parents, on my grandkids, on my great-grandkids? What's going to make a difference in my society, in my neighborhood, in my culture? Not what's allowed, what can I get away with, but what is going to make a difference? What's going to show people more of Jesus? Is this behavior going to show people a clearer picture of Jesus, or is it just going to allow me to do what I want when I want to? Is it a sin to drink? No. Is it a sin to smoke? No. Is it a sin to do recreational drugs? No. Is it a sin to watch movies? No. Is it a sin to play video games? No. Is it a sin to be a jerk to your neighbor? No. Is it a sin to punch your pastor in the face? That may be a little debatable. There may be circumstances where... But those are the wrong questions to be asking. Those are the wrong questions to be asking. It's not what's allowed, it's what's like Jesus. And answering that question is a much better guide on what you should be doing and should not be doing. What you should have in your life and what you shouldn't have in your life. And for some of you, the question, some of these things, it's up for whatever the Holy Spirit's leading you in. For some reason, I get this question from all kinds of people about like the drinking thing, like alcohol, as if like alcohol is like the thing to debate when it comes to church things, for some reason. If the Holy Spirit says, you know what, it's fine, don't get drunk, because then you're out of control, you lose control, and you are not in a place where you get to really be an example for Christ. But consuming alcohol is not going to send you to hell. Like, okay. And then for other people like me, I know I cannot. I will not. My grandfather was an alcoholic. It ruined his marriage. Dad is still dealing with the repercussions of what my grandfather did. I'm not going to touch it. I don't see any way that it's beneficial, at least for me. Allowed? Sure. Not beneficial. But there are so many bigger things that we could be arguing about and debating of what's allowed. Like, should you be taking care of your family? Should you be faithful in your marriage? Should you be leading your kids in the way of Christ? Should you be giving more to those in need than to be fulfilling your dreams and your extravagant luxuries? And those are much bigger things. But there needs to be a shift. There needs to be a shift in how we approach questions and how we approach habits and attitudes and actions in our lives. We need to stop asking what's allowed, and we need to shift that and not what can I get away with, what's permissible, what's going to have a negative effect. The question needs to be, what is Jesus calling me to do? And when you start asking those questions, you may find that you actually change what you eat. You may find that you are taking better care of your body. You may find that you change how you parent. You stop turning to anger and passive aggression to deal with problems. You run from sin. You get away and you get help to fight your addictions. You limit the media consumption that just comes in and poisons your brain. You spend more money on those in need than on your comforts. You find that you can actually more passionately give and serve other people. You find things that have been holding on to your life and that have been things that you have said are allowed, or other people have said, yeah, that's allowed, that's fine. But then you start to realize that they have actually been destroying your health, or destroying your family, or destroying your influence, or destroying your friendships, or messing up relationships. Because, yeah, they're allowed, but they aren't beneficial. And so we need to change the question. We need to change. Don't ask what's allowed. Ask what's like Jesus. And that's what we need to be doing. Not am I allowed to eat that junk food, but what is healthy food to consume? And so the very first thing that we need to do is we need to accept that reality, and we need to change the question, and all of us in our own lives need to start asking God, what is it that you want me to do, and what is it that you want me to stop doing? What is it that you want? Not is it allowed, not can I get away with it, is it okay that I do this? What is it that you want for me, God? What's going to make me more like Christ? What in my life makes me look less like Jesus? Show me the things, God, that are making me look unlike Jesus. Because I don't want it in my life. I
I don't want things in me, and I don't want to pursue behaviors and habits that are somehow going to diminish the effect of Jesus in my life. Many of you have been around me long enough to know that I am a super, super, super charismatic, lovey person. Most of you have been around to know that I'm very introverted, and I'm a no-nonsense guy, and I don't always come across well. One of the things that I've had to wrestle with in my life is I just want to be able to say things. Be blunt. Be straightforward. Say it. And I can argue why that matters. And I can argue why that's fine, that's allowed, and people just need to deal with the fact that I'm going to say it as it is, when I want to, and you just got to deal with that reality. But do you know how many times saying something with the wrong tone has negatively affected my marriage, negatively affected my kids, negatively affected my relationships, and negatively affected other people's view of Jesus because of me? Is it allowed? Sure. Is it beneficial? No. I've been doing this. I grew up doing it. I grew up talking like that, just saying it how I wanted to, being grumpy, whatever. But it doesn't make me more like Jesus. It actually gets in the way of showing people Jesus. And I need to make sure that I watch how I say what I say. Not because it's not allowed, but because I can change how I say it to show people more of Him. The worship team's going to come up, and they're going to lead us in another two or three songs. And I don't know what you're wrestling with here this morning, whether there's some stuff that has kind of boiled up inside of you where it's like, oh man, yeah, God has been telling me that that thing needs to change, or you've wrestled with some stuff and been wondering, you know what, I have debated with myself for years about having to get rid of that habit or that hobby or that show that I watch or that music I listen to or that way that I treat people or that food that I eat or whatever it is. But there's that thing that you've been holding on to and you've been arguing with God for years. And you always come back to, well, I don't see anywhere that it says that's a sin, and so I'm not going to worry about it and I'm not going to change it. But God has been kind of pushing on your heart and pushing in your life, saying, yeah, it's allowed, but it's not good for you. Or maybe He's just brought something up here today in this moment. And it is so easy for us to have those thoughts come and to justify it. I'm a good person anyway. I don't need to change. It's too hard to change. There's We need to change the question. Don't ask. In this moment, don't ask, is it allowed? Ask, What's like Jesus?
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.